Hey everybody, welcome back to My Thoughts. I'm Insaroxanon, and welcome back. It's really early. Well, it's 7:55 in the morning. I just woke up. I had the weirdest dream, so this podcast will be specifically about weird dreams I'm having. So anyway, it's weird. Okay, so I was on a lunch break from work, like a while ago. This is like from like an old job or whatever. And then, we only have like an hour for lunch, right? So I went to a pizza place that makes authentic Italian food, which takes about an hour. And I was like, I probably should get something like that's not going to take that long because I'm very a prompt person. But I was like, F it, I want Italian food. So, I went there and I see like an abandoned dog. And it loves me, and it comes up to me, and I'm petting it, and trying to look for, like, a name versus sketch at first, and it comes right up to me. Don't see, like, a name or anything on the collar. And then it just runs off, and then just a random lady goes, like, aw. Let's try to find its owner. Then it just kind of goes flying away, and well, it goes running away, and I was like, oh, it must be going back to its family or whatever. So I go into the Italian place, and one of my friends works there, and it takes her a minute to recognize it's me. And she goes, "It's Roxanne?" I was like, yeah. And she's like, "Oh my god, it's so cool to see you." I was like, "You too." And then her brother also worked there. I also haven't seen him forever. And he's about to leave off from his shift. And so I'm chatting up that one of the other coworkers who's like an Italian. And I guess I'm wearing like I was wearing like an Italian shirt, but it was from San Francisco, where I have family out in California. And that's like a little bit of jealousy in there. It's like, no, this is from like California. Like, the food's very much like it is here. It's very good. She's like, okay, good. And so, and I just ordered chicken tenders and breadsticks for lunch because I figured it's the fastest food that they have. And they go, okay, that's fine. So, I'm talking to another coworker. This is very weird because I don't really talk. So, I'm talking to another coworker. I just know she has, like, very pretty blonde hair. And she was wearing, like a maroon pants. And then she goes, like, do I have any dog hair on my pants? And so she, like, gives me, like, a 360. And then I do notice dog hair. And it's white dog hair. So I was like, oh, she must be under that white dog. I just put that together. And I was like, you got some on the inside. But it's not bad. And she said, oh, man. And then she starts doing that. And I'm, like, brushing it out. And then I see one of my actual coworkers who I don't know if they worked there or not. I was very confused. And I haven't seen them in forever. And I was like, oh, hi, how are you doing? Because, like, you know, we have like different departments or whatever. And I was like, I haven't seen you in a while. Like, how are you doing? He's like, I'm doing so great. This is the most money I've been making in a while. I was like, good for you. And then that person left. And then the one that went to my high school's brother, they had this, like, Suburban, right? And they were blasting music in the parking lot because they were off work. And then someone started throwing expired meat at their car. And then they started throwing it back. And the music was very hip-hop. And I was like, okay. It's like, let me go back inside because I don't want to be a part of this because I got to go back to work soon. And that's when the before I did that, before I went outside, they said you're physically ready like in 20 minutes, and I looked at my phone and said like 12:24. I was like, okay, I'm like only 6 minutes from work, so I was like, okay, no big deal. And I go back inside, and she said, okay, luckily it's almost ready. And she starts putting on the plate. I was like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. I meant to say to go. She said, oh, no, that's my fault. I should have asked, but we're just chatting so much, I just didn't ask. And so the one from I was really good friends with in high school, she was the one that was putting it in the to-go box, and then I woke up. What the hell is that? It was the random ass dream ever, and it was so vivid. And I was very confused. And then I woke up and I was like, is my foot hurting or not? And then I was like, yeah, it's still hurting. So anyway, it was a really random ass dream, but it was kind of funny. So anyway, that was the weird dream I had on February 6th of February 2023. So yeah. Okay, I had another weird dream. I just woke up like a couple minutes ago. So yeah, I was in California visiting people, and so I don't remember what I was doing. I just know I was visiting people, and I was like walking, and I was visiting a friend at a restaurant that does subs. And I was talking to people, and I was talking to a couple of friends, and so then I was like asking them like, why is there no music playing? And there's like, because there was like a funny sign, I forgot what it said, like my music something, my humps or something like that, I don't know. It was kind of funny, and I was like, well, is there no music playing? She's like, oh, the Wi-Fi's down. I was like, oh, that makes sense, because I can't get any internet right now. That's okay. I get that. So they said that they can't t connect, and I was like, I was like, y'all can borrow my iPod if you want, but it's not really family friendly. She's like, well, it doesn't have to be exactly family friendly. It's like mine can be v pretty explicit. She said, oh, okay. And then the boss comes over and is like, okay, are you gonna order something? If not, you gotta go. I was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I was asking what kind of subs they have. Like, what do you recommend? And so they're recommending like, oh, you should get the ham sub. It's like really good. I was like, I can't do that. So I was like, look at the menu, and I was like, let me get like the turkey one. And they're like, sure. And so I was like, oh shit, I don't have any money. Sorry, I'm still waking up. And they're like, I was like, shit, I don't have any money. And so turns out the Merrill twins weren't there. And so I made it like to like trying to find money in like my pockets and stuff. And then this dude who I don't even know. I don't know, it's like he was like eating, and he had like slick back hair, kind of like a businessman, but like it was just like the top part, but the sides were like completely shaved. He was like, I can get your food for you. I was like, thank you, I appreciate it. I was like, what's your Cash App? Do you have Venmo or PayPal or whatever? And I was about to give the person my number, and then Vanessa Merrill literally gave me, it's like, here is $200. Like, and she's working there, and so she gives me like the bill thingy to take out there with like $200. And so I go out there with the $200. I pocket one of them in my pocket, and I was like, there's no way this would cost $200. And but it wasn't like a start price, it was like, I want to say like $21 or something ridiculous for a sub. I was like, huh. And I was like, okay, well, I need my money. So I was like, okay, I'll pay for this. And then they didn't have any bills in the till, and it was only like change. And Finn said, I'll go get some money. And then a bunch of people try to steal the money because she left the till like wide open. And I slammed it back down, said the F you are. And I was like, I just called the police, they'll be here in a minute. And so they bounce, and then everyone just kind of disappeared, and I was in a room by myself. And I was like, well, I want my change. And so I was like just taking the quarters and putting them in my pocket. And no one came up or anything. I was like, does this place have cameras or anything? Because I just want to take my change back. And I was waiting and waiting and nothing happened. So I just kind of left and started walking. But then my jeans felt, it was also awkward because I had like a ton of quarters in my pocket that was weighing me down. And it was weird. And then, I woke up. So what the F does that mean? 'Cause I don't get it. It was the strangest thing ever. I have no idea why that even was in my brain. I have no idea. It was so bizarre. Anyway, that was one of my most random ass dreams. I was like, okay, well, there's that. Okay, I'll catch y'all in the next weird dream. Okay, I had another weird dream last night. I just woke up like 5 minutes ago, or like 2 months ago. But anyway, this is a weird dream because like this happened at a really old job, but like I know the people in it now, which doesn't make any sense. Besides this one crazy lady. Anyway. Let's see. I was at a arts and crafts store, and we were in this big warehouse, which is not true. We never had a warehouse. We had like a back room where a bunch of stuff were, but this is like a big warehouse, like a gigantic one. Like you had one of those rolling ladders, but it was like 4 stories tall type deal. Anyway, we were supposed to organize some stuff, and the first part was I had to move a bunch of stuff, and my supervisor came over and was like, I need you to help me move stuff to put in a truck to go to another store. I was like, okay. And when I was a tire, why it was a tire, I don't know, and someone missed placed it, and so I had to find it and put it into the truck. But someone tried to put it in their pickup truck. And one of these people, I'll say her name is Liz. I introduced myself, like, hi, I'm so and so. And she goes, I know. I was like, how do you know? She's like, it's me, Liz. I was like, oh. I hadn't seen Liz in years. And so that really threw me for a loop. And I was like, oh my God, how are you? She's like, I'm good. We didn't really talk much. And I was like, that's a lie. And I gave her a hug. And then I was like, well, if she's being a little icy, I probably shouldn't have given her a hug. Whoopsie. And so I was like, all right. And so I was like, so how did you find out about this job? She's like, oh, like through a friend of mine. I was like, oh, cool. And so I take the tire and I put it into the truck that's going to the different art store. And so I go back inside, and our supervisor's there. And they're trying to tell us what to do, but a lot of people are goofing off and not really doing anything. I'm just like, oh my God, seriously. And then the district manager comes in, who's this lady who's British, for some reason, comes in and starts telling us what to do, and I'm already on a on that big ladder thingy organizing stuff. And apparently we sell vapes at the art store. And I don't vape or anything, but a bunch of people do. And so I don't know why I was organizing that. And then it turned to air fresheners. So I was organizing air fresheners because someone was abusing them and stealing them. And so she's giving them the lowdown, and because like everything just went quiet. And you know, I was already on the ladder working, and so I could hear what she was saying in a very British accent. So I literally was listening. I stopped while I was doing, I was listening to what she was saying, and then and she's like, "Who can tell me what we're supposed to be doing?" And so I said, so I raised my hand, and she saw me through like one of the gate thingies, because like it was one of those one of the rows, they're protected like with the backing by like a fencey type thing. And she's like, "Oh, what are you doing?" I was like, "Well, I'm organizing and seeing what's broken and doing it by color and if it's expired." She said, "Oh, you know what you're doing. Do exactly what he's doing. Okay, everybody, do exactly what he's doing." And she said, "But organize it by something." And I was like, "Okay." And I was like, I rarely get praise ever, so I was very happy about that. And then a bunch of people in the that were goofing off, they were all vaping, and I just don't like it at all. So that's why I was on the ladder in the first place. And I was like, okay, I'll just be over here working. And so that was my dream. It was very weird. They were exchanging stories about my foot, how my foot was hurting. And so it was a very weird dream, very weird. But anyway, so dumb, so random. Cause like that ladder was very tall, and I'm very scared of heights, so I was like, why am I on this stupid ass ladder? But anyway, yeah, that was my dream for him today. Okay, so I had another weird dream this morning. It's a few hours after I woke up that I'm recording this. So don't remember like a whole lot, but I remember I was on a gaming show, and I don't know how I got on the gaming show, to be honest. It was like a Survivor, but it was all fake. And since like we had like the cameras rolling, the ones we stopped, we had like actual like good food and stuff like that. And it was really weird. I don't know how I even got on that show, to be honest with you. And I know none of the people that I was like in the game with. It was just random ass people. I was like, I don't know who y'all are. And they brought out like this huge cart of like chopped up chicken, and they're about to cook it. And then I was like, how am I going to get home? And they said, oh, you have to fly home. And then there was a jet ready to go to take me home. And yeah, it was weird. I don't know what that's about. It was just actually bizarre. So, that was my dream. It was weird. I was like, okay. This is kind of ridiculous, but okay. And so, yeah, that's what my dream was about. Okay, so I'm still having weird dreams, obviously. This one was yesterday. I did have one this morning, but I don't really remember it at all. I actually woke up like around 3. I was like, that's weird, then went back to sleep. Anyway, last dream I had from the day before, I still remember quite a lot, actually. So this was several years ago at like another job. I was helping with filing, and we were putting into the system, and I was just sending like a few papers. And I've been filing like for years, so I had no problem with that.
Then my ex-best friend comes in. She's like, I want to help. I want to help. It's like, get out of here. You're not going to be any help. Like, you got to go. And she's like, no. I could help. I was like, okay, just shut up and help me find some of these papers. I don't know why she showed up in the first place. But anyway, we're going searching for the papers. And so I do it. I finally find the paperwork. And so basically, I take a picture on my phone, and that's how you scan it into the system. We'd have a scanner. I don't know why. And so I'll scan it in, and then I saw my. And then I was looking for other paperwork. Then I happened to come across my employee, review. So, I guess what the boss thinks me of the company. And at first, they're like, get the. And then, the next month, it's like, why did we do this? Why did we hire this person? Like, he's dumb, basically. Like, he's, not meeting expectations and stuff like that. And we learned that for, like a couple months or whatever. Like, the first, probably 3 months I was there. And then it kicked in, around month four. Oh, he actually knows what he's doing. He's pretty good. And then, also, I don't know why it was monthly, at all. My job didn't even do employee reviews, so this is just really weird. And it was done in watercolor. So, green was good, red was bad, it was in red. And it was written, in a very sharp, it's really fine permanent marker ink. And it had a red, oh, he doesn't know what he's doing. Then went to yellow. Oh, he kind of knows. Then went to green again. And then went back down to red after a year. And then went up to yellow, then back to red. I was like, this is weird. And so I was talking. And on, yeah, I was talking to my friends. I was like, why? Why didn't he not say anything to me? Giving constructive criticism or telling me this is what I could do better. So, I want to be non-confrontational and just get rid of this person. And, that's how it is. But, it was really weird. And then I woke up because, at the old job, so I was a filer, but they went digital and my job became obsolete. I was just helping with, we already had the people that were scanning documents and stuff. And so, the older files that I was in charge of helping find them for the current ones that they needed, they were coming out slowly because they were just all getting scanned. So, and they already had people doing that. So, oh well. It is what it is with that one. But that was a weird dream. So, really weird. But anyway. I was like, I don't know why that popped in my brain, but it did. So, anyway, that's that.